10 things to avoid if you're determined to lose weight. As a clinical nutritionist, I've spent years watching clients chase weight loss by planning the perfect diet, while tiny, almost unconscious habits quietly undo their progress. Fat loss is rarely ruined by one big mistake. It's worn down by a struggle-driven mindset that creates damaging habits, trying to earn treats, skipping real meals, or ignoring basics such as sleep. We talk about eating and weight loss like we're in a war, battling cravings, fighting temptation, calling ourselves cheats when we slip, and insisting we have to be good to keep the pounds off. That warlike mindset doesn't just color our thoughts. It drives our behavior. What if food was never meant to be a battlefield? What if it was a mirror, not reflecting your weight, but reflecting how you treat yourself? When you start spotting and gently shifting harsh thought patterns, healthier choices become easier and more automatic. 10 everyday habits that can sabotage weight loss. Changing these habits will lead to guilt-free and successful weight loss. Habit 1: Drinking sugary drinks or alcohol regularly. Sugary drinks are one of the easiest ways to add extra calories without adding much fullness. Sugary coffee drinks, juice, soda, alcohol, and even fruit-heavy smoothies can add hundreds of calories a day, yet they tend to satisfy hunger less than solid food. A 2026 review examining the connection between total sugars, both added and those naturally found in foods, and type 2 diabetes found that sugar-sweetened beverages were consistently linked with higher diabetes risk. In the context of weight loss, these drinks can also make appetite harder to regulate and make it easier to take in extra calories without noticing. Because liquid calories are less satisfying or filling, people often do not compensate by eating less later. Over time, frequently drinking high-calorie drinks can reduce how well the body responds to insulin, which may make managing weight much harder. Instead, switch to unsweetened beverages most days, water, plain tea or coffee, sparkling water, and other drinks with no added sugar. If you need flavor, add fruit, herbs, or a splash of juice. Over weeks and months, this single habit can eliminate hundreds or thousands of invisible calories. For many people, tracking drinks alone accounts for a surprising chunk of their daily calorie intake. Habit 2: Not eating enough protein and fiber at meals. Meals with more protein and fiber are typically more filling, help stabilize blood sugar, and satisfy hunger. Skipping protein and fiber at breakfast or lunch often leads to faster hunger return and stronger cravings later. Make protein a non-negotiable at breakfast or lunch: eggs, grass-fed beef, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, tofu, fish, chicken, or a well-chosen protein powder. Pair carbs with fiber, protein, and a little good fat to slow digestion and improve satiety. Even a modest 20 to 30 grams of protein plus some fiber at one main meal can shift your appetite in a favorable direction for the whole day. One of the first changes I suggest for patients using GLP-1 drugs or wishing to have a healthier lifestyle is to anchor one or two main meals every day with quality protein and plenty of fiber to stabilize hunger and reduce impulsive eating. Habit 3: Keeping an irregular sleep schedule. Poor quality sleep is a powerful driver of overeating. A 2020 meta-analysis on sleep deprivation found that sleeping less is linked to higher levels of ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and disrupted leptin, a hormone that signals fullness. A 2025 review also found that sleep deprivation led to increased calorie intake, partly from excessive snacking on high-fat and carbohydrate-rich foods. Fixing sleep isn't a diet, but it's one of the most effective weight loss supports. Aim for a consistent bedtime and wake time, even on weekends. Protect your sleep window like you would a critical work meeting: same time, same priority, no negotiation. Once sleep stabilizes, appetite and cravings often drop within days. Habit 4: Eating while distracted. Eating while watching TV, scrolling, or driving makes it easier to consume more because you're less aware of how much you're eating and how satisfied you feel. Mindless snacking in these contexts often leads to overeating without you noticing. Try to eat at least one meal each day without screens. Over time, focusing on undistracted eating builds better self-regulation and reduces mindless overeating. When you tune into how you feel while eating or drinking, it makes it easier to notice subtle shifts in your hunger and fullness. Habit 5, constantly snacking throughout the day. Frequent snacking can make it harder to recognize real hunger and fullness, especially when eating happens almost by default. Research suggests that more predictable eating routines may support better weight outcomes. A recent study found that people who fasted longer overnight and ate breakfast earlier tended to have lower body mass index over time. The larger takeaway is not that everyone needs a strict schedule, but that regular, deliberate eating can reduce decision fatigue and make appetite feel more manageable. A simple approach is to choose set meal times most days instead of continuously snacking. When you do snack, make it count towards the start or end of a main meal. You gain double benefits if you pair carbohydrates with some protein or healthy fats so the snack actually satisfies you. The goal is not to adhere to rigid rules. It's to have enough structure to keep eating mindful and less automatic. Habit 6, underestimating extras. Sauces, dressings, cooking oils, creamers, and bites while cooking add up quickly and are easy to underestimate. These seemingly small extras can turn an otherwise healthy meal or quick coffee break into extra calories without you realizing it. Calories from fat add up quickly, and they don't necessarily make you feel fuller. Fat provides 9 calories per gram, and a tablespoon of oil contains about 120 calories. Be intentional with these add-ons, measure oils and dressings, use sprays or small amounts instead of pouring, and avoid tasting while you cook, unless you count it. Treat them as part of your meal, not invisible calories. Habit 7, eating oversized portions. Larger servings increase how much you eat because people unconsciously eat more when more is placed in front of them. According to the 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, larger portion sizes increase food and beverage consumption. That can be unhealthy even when the food itself is healthy. Use smaller plates or bowls, especially for higher calorie foods such as grains and snacks. The visual cue of a fuller, smaller vessel can help you stop eating sooner without feeling deprived. Habit 8, eating while standing. Eating standing over the sink, at the counter, or in front of the stove tends to go hand in hand with overeating, because it's usually rushed and less mindful, making it harder to notice fullness. These habits often pair with snacking or quick meals that add up to more calories over time. Try to eat as many meals as possible a day seated at a table, without distractions. Sit down, focus on the food, and notice when you start to feel comfortably satisfied. Relaxing and slowing down builds a stronger connection between eating and satisfaction, which naturally reduces the need to scarf down more food. Habit 9, frequent restaurant meals and not considering leftovers. Restaurant portions are often double or triple what you'd normally eat. Oils, sauces, and hidden calories make calorie estimates at restaurants unreliable. Without planning ahead, many people end up feeling like they must finish their plates, which can easily undo the healthy habits and discipline they usually have. Before you even start your meal, decide how many bites you'll take and what you'll leave. If it's large, ask for a half portion, split with someone, or immediately pack up half as leftovers. Not having it all in front of you prevents the tendency to overeat, and it keeps restaurant meals from becoming something that derails your other efforts. Appropriately sized portions protect your weekday discipline from turning into a binge without requiring you to avoid restaurants altogether. Habit 10, being sedentary most of the day. Long periods of sitting reduce daily energy expenditure, and without regular weight resistance training, your metabolism slows down due to a loss of muscle mass. Research has found this combination makes other weight loss efforts less efficient. Even when a person's diet is healthy, inactivity can make fat loss slower and harder to maintain. Exercise enhances the benefits of a healthy, blood sugar stabilizing diet by improving insulin sensitivity and promoting fat burning. It is best to build in 2 to 5 minute movement breaks every hour, a quick walk, some stretches, or a set of bodyweight exercises. Add strength training a few times per week to preserve muscle, which supports long-term fat loss and metabolic health. Movement should never be a punishment. It's a daily act of care for your mood and maintenance for your metabolism, especially if you're navigating weight loss medications or adopting a healthier lifestyle around food. Consistent shifts add up. Sustaining a healthy weight starts with treating yourself like someone worth caring for. When you do, eating well feels different. You choose nourishing food because your body deserves it, not because you're trying to be good. You stop when you're satisfied because you're listening to your body, not because you're punishing yourself. In my clinical work, the clients who create lasting change aren't the ones with the strongest willpower. They're the ones who build small, repeatable habits that support hunger and weight loss hormones, which naturally lower overall calorie intake. The goal isn't to implement all 10 habits at once or to be perfect every day. Pick a few that fit your life and practice them consistently. Think of these as quiet upgrades to be cultivated over weeks and months to shift your trajectory. Sustainable fat loss works not with grand gestures, but with small, repeatable behaviors that fully align with your goals.